Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
All right, 855-839-1210. Glad you're with us today, every day, of course. Super Tuesday tomorrow. Tomorrow changes everything. Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. You know what we did over the weekend, Dawn?
We had
our parenting class. We had our baby birth delivery class. We learned how a baby gets delivered. The magic of that. That's what we did on Saturday. We sat there in class and learned.
Do they have the bubble wrap mat so that if you faint, you know, you'll have something to fall?
No, there was no mat. They did have a cheesy video that they showed. It was like they made it in like the 80s or something. But it was a little bit, you know, some of the actors in those videos, they could update that. But the nurse did a great job explaining everything. I mean, I'm more scared now than ever. I read a story today. Parents are mailing away their kids' dirty diapers to save the planet. You know, with Earth Day coming up, everybody wants to do something to save the planet, of course. So now they're doing this. They have a subscription-based baby care company called, ready, very creative, Diaper, D-Y-P-E-R, Diaper, which introduced their biodegradable bamboo diaper in 2018. So they partnered with a waste management company called TerraCycle, and they launched ReDiaper, which is a mail-in diaper composting service for all diaper customers. So now, and so this is how this works, right? Baby does the baby's business. You pack up the dirty diapers into a box and you ship it back to them. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I've done news television stories on TerraCycle for years. It's actually, if you Google it, the guy, he was a Princeton student. He's like a brilliant kid. And he, you know, started out, he was made like on Time Magazine or whatever. But because I know that company, they can do this. They have figured out how to recycle stuff that nobody else could. So it's run by this like Doogie Howser of recycling.
Right.
You know, so I think he just turned 30 or something, but he started obviously in his 20s. But because I know that company, it's a Jersey-based company, a Trenton-based. I believe they can do it.
All right, let me just say this for the record. I'm not mailing poopy diapers. That's where I draw the line. Where I draw the line in life. I'm not mailing poopy diapers.
It's got to be lined. I mean, because the postal workers.
They could put it in a vat where they store nuclear waste. I'm still not mailing dirty diapers. No way.
Yeah, but
my mailman deserves better than that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, who's the lucky...
Yeah, the postal carrier that's got to carry this box of soiled diapers with them.
Can you imagine what that's going to smell like? Oh, God.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, yeah, Jimmy, what the hell is it back in this UPS truck? Diapers.
But it's got to be in some kind of a sealed
containment. It's called a garbage bag in a landfill. That's what it's. That's the sealed containment right there, a garbage bag that you throw away into a garbage can, also sealed.
But this was the guy, he started
in Princeton. Honey, I'm packing up the dirty diapers.
He started in Princeton.
What are you making for dinner? I'm sorry,
worms,
yes.
Like worms could recycle everything.
I'll mail a worm. I'll mail a worm farm. Mail an ant farm. I'm mailing dirty diapers. Am I out of line here with this?
No,
right?
Not at all.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Can we, as a baby gift, can we, like, buy this subscription for the Zeoli's?
Do not do it. Don't do it.
See if it works.
If you want to be economic,
economically friendly, then do cloth diapers or something, or flush them, or do something, you know what I mean, rather than, you know, let your poor mailman or UPS driver take away your dirty diapers.
I mean, that's just rude.
Hey, what do you tip
got
those
a present
guys?
For yeah. you. You better tip them a lot.
A lot, right?
Now, I know what Dawn's saying about how they seal it and everything like that. I'm just saying it from this perspective. I got to pack up the box with... You know, our future child's dirty diapers. Do I have to wait like a week till I fill the box? You know, what if the baby is a little bit slow on soiling the diapers? You know what I mean? These are all questions I don't want to have to deal with in my life. I got enough going on to be mailing diapers. Yeah. I'm too busy for that.
No, that's a great point. At what point do you mail them back?
Right.
And where do they sit while, you know, for a week while you...
And what's the carbon footprint of this back and forth in the
exactly.
mail thing? I'd like to know that, because what I would do is I would mail back every diaper as it comes back. So if you give me an envelope, I can immediately take the diaper off, put it in, seal it, and ship it.
Yep.
But I got a feeling it's going to be an eco box, am I right? And you're going to have to put in like 50 diapers. So what are you, storm in the backyard? It's the summertime, you're having a barbecue, got a box of soiled diapers waiting to compost them.
You want some burgers on the grill? What's
yeah.
that smell?
What's that? Is it flies buzzing around? Well, I gotta wait till it fills up before I can ship it back for composting. This come on yeah. with this.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Think about all the stuff we ship. You mentioned steaks. We ship raw meat.
They're frozen.
You want me to freeze the diapers? I'll freeze the diapers. I'll freeze my diapers. You want me to do that?
You open up the
freezer. I got all the soiled diapers in there. And move it. You want some ice? Yeah, slide over that diaper. Put your hand in there. Get some ice for your cocktail. I'll meet you out back. Come on. Right next to my Omaha steaks are the diapers. Move them. Grab, put them in there. See, this works out well, too. I like this. Yeah.
See, that's what if you put it in your, you know, the nice cooler that you have from Omaha State? Like, what if you put it in there, then it went to the wrong person. They open it up.
Oh.
And then there's baby.
Well, now you just gave me
diapers.
A great idea for a nice little gag gift yeah. to my buddies, right? Hey, got you a present. These diapers are made primarily from bamboo and chlorine. They're free of chlorine, perfumes, polyvinyl chloride, and other unsustainable, potentially harmful materials. The diaper's content manager, Taylor Shearer, tells the New York Post that diapers are already technically compostable. As for the customers who can manage the time and space-consuming chore of access to a local composting facility, their website advises homesteaders to avoid composting diapers filled with...
Yes.
Number
Dookie.
Two. Yeah. Yeah, right. To prevent the spread of bacteria and other pathogens. So as we're all talking about a potential pandemic virus killing all of us,
yes.
a la 28 days later, let's start mailing back the most contaminated substance on earth, a baby's diaper, yeah. and put this in the mail. And I ask you, what could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
We're taking all these steps.
Yeah, all these steps to protect. Wash your hands. We got the CDC, nah. HHS. But let's mail back our poop diapers. Let's mail them. Let's send them in the mail around the country on boats and planes and vans and shipping lanes. And yeah, let's do that. Let's insert that into the whole. Yes.
Is this just for infants, or can this also be for depends?
You mean people, like for adults?
Adults who, I mean, there are adults who, you know, in their 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, that use depends.
Are, yeah, no, you're
are
right.
We doing both? Are we doing both of these things?
Yes, I believe you should. I think what you do is you call up and go, yeah, so listen, I got 15 depends coming your way. Bad week at Mexican food. I'm not going to get into the details, but you're going to have
messy.
To send me an extra hermetically sealed wrapper.
Yes.
I need a hazmat team for this box. Disgusting.
It's so gross.
Lou heard a commercial. Lou's in Connecticut. You heard a commercial for this, Lou?
Last night, I was watching television with my octogenarian mom, and she reminded me that she was the original recycler. She did something novel. She threw the poop down the toilet, and she washed the cloth diapers and sent them out on the line. She said she froze her hands in the winter, and they came back stiff as a board.
Wow. Well, good for her, but she never mailed them, though, right?
No, she didn't. She didn't mail them.
Yeah.
But she's bemused by all of this nonsense. So,
well, tell your mother, God bless her. She raised a good boy. So, thanks, Lou. Appreciate it. Yeah, parents are mailing their kids dirty diapers to save the planet. Parents are putting their babies' dirty diapers in the mailbox for the sake of the environment. I mean, you know, there's some dummy out there is going to forget to put it in the proper packaging and just leave them in the mailbox.
Yes.
And the poor postal worker is going to open it up. put his hand in there.
Oh.
You imagine that?
Oh.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Oh.
Now that's
so here's
nasty.
What you have to do, ready? You've got to store your baby's soiled diapers until there's enough to fill up the provided box. The box is specifically designed per the United Nations hazmat standards. Then you download and print a mailing label from their website. So you have to use paper and a printer. Then you got to ship it back to TerraCycle. Then they compost it for you. So good luck storing all this till you're ready to ship it back. All right?
What is that going to look like?
I can't wait till this enters the supply chain of America. Yeah. I saw this movie. It ends great. Yo. Ends fine. No problems here whatsoever.
But think about all the diaper service. So there are diaper services that have lasted for years and years where they're cloth diapers.
Yeah.
And it's like the service. So they come like weekly or biweekly.
Totally different.
And they pick up the
totally
cloth
different.
Diapers.
You know why it's different?
Why?
Because you're not mailing them. That's why it's different. That's why it's different. You're not putting them in the mail. Hey, you got a stamp? I got this. I need another stamp.
Hey,
you're licking your fingers on the envelope. Baby. Oh. Come on.
Come on.
Disgusting. All right. Well, yes.
How many times you get the wrong Amazon packages? Can you imagine if you got this
package? Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or you think it's Amazon. You open it up because you're tired because you got a baby. And you open it up and go, oh, son of a.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.